The University of Maryland. The Terrapin was the mascot. Need I say more? I spent my freshman year at the University of Maryland. I was living at home while many of my friends went out of state, bringing back enviable tales of adventure, drugs, and romance. Since I was living with my parents, there was no adventure. There were no drugs to speak of, and any romance was, unfortunately, a decidedly solitary affair. There was, however, weight gain. At least I had that going for me. I was lucky that a few of my friends, Cliff, Lenny, and Don, went to the university with me. Without having them around, I would have completely flipped out. Not a day went by that I didn't dream of killing my high school guidance counselor. I was this close to inspiring the kind of headlines usually reserved for people with three names. People like John Wayne Gacy and Mark David Chapman. Student Lewis Niles Black sought in gruesome death of counselor. Police find brilliant essay. If we hadn't been born and raised in Maryland, and if we had been immensely talented musicians raised in Liverpool, we would have been the Beatles. Cliff is about as smart as they come. He became one of the guys who helped create the internet. He had a great laugh and a better smile. He would have been George. Lenny was a blue-collar kid with real intelligence, the kind of guy who can cripple you with his wit. He would have been Ringo. And Don was the one who thought before he spoke. He would have been Paul. I would have liked to have been John, but I wasn't really. Maybe that's why we never became the Beatles. We were all living at home, and if we hadn't had one another, we would have killed ourselves. The guys and I spent most of our time in the commuter lounge, sucking on smokes and drinking coffee. When that exotic location proved too mundane, we would try to stave off our ennui in the library, looking up books with titles like Wound Ballistics. We also did doctorate-level research on a variety of genital abnormalities out of boredom. I mostly took classes that I'd already taken in high school. My mission was to get the best grades possible so I could transfer to another, much better school. Here's how bad things had gotten. The highlights of the year were the times we would head to a rock club to listen to a group called the Great Dames. The band consisted of four very beautiful, very tall women who would transport me out of my ever-present depression. Sadly, they were nearly the sum total of my sex life. I never had the nerve to speak to any of them. I would just constantly fantasize about our lives together. It's amazing how little it takes to keep a man going. That fall, on the advice of my prom date's mom, like I said, things were really bad. I visited the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My plan was to take a quick look at the school and then go over to Duke University, where I thought I would apply for admission. I walked down to the campus of UNC, however, and that was all it took. It is as close as I had ever been to being in love at first sight. The place was absolutely beautiful. I have never been a big nature person, and having worn glasses most of my life, I have never had much of a visual aesthetic. Still, I was absolutely overwhelmed by how serenely pretty it was. I had found the ideal campus for me. I decided at that moment that this was where I wanted to go to school. I felt like I was home, a wonderful home where my parents didn't live, a home where there was adventure and drugs and sex. Oh God, I wanted a home filled with sex. I was sure I had found my Xanadu.